This is Akashvani Shillong, the Northeast News Bulletin, read by Damir Bandabla. The nation paid tribute to former President and renowned scientist Dr. APJ Abdul Kalam on his death anniversary yesterday. Dr. Kalam played a crucial role in India's space and missile development programs. Dr. Abdul Kalam is also known as the Missile Man of India. Prime Minister Narendra Modi paid homage to the former president on his death anniversary. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said Dr. Kalam is remembered as an inspiring visionary, outstanding scientist, mentor and a great patriot. The Prime Minister said Dr. Kalam's thoughts motivate the youth of the country to contribute towards building a developed and strong India. On 27th July 2015, Kalam travelled to Shillong to deliver a lecture on creating a livable planet Earth at the Indian Institute of Management Shillong at around 6:35 p.m. Only 5 minutes into his lecture, he collapsed. He was rushed to the nearby Bethany Hospital and confirmed dead of cardiac arrest. Prime Minister Narendra Modi yesterday expressed satisfaction over the country's cleanliness. Addressing the nation in his Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani, Mr. Modi noted with satisfaction that the Swachh Bharat mission will soon complete 11 years. He highlighted that it has become a mass movement with over 4,500 cities and towns participating in a Swachh survey this year. He praised the people of Kirti Nagar, Uttarakhand, for setting a new example of waste management in the hills. He also spoke about the Green Rowing Initiative in Rowing City, Arunachal Pradesh, where an entire park has been created from recycled waste. Other cities like Karat and Vijayawada have set examples in water management, while Ahmedabad's riverfront has caught national attention for its cleanliness. For the Mizos in Mizoram, cleanliness is a part of their culture and tradition. During the olden days, the Mizo youth would come out in large numbers almost every week and every month to clean their villages and surroundings known as Nathlangpui. Continuing with that tradition, the government intervention in recent times, cleanliness drives have taken a new momentum in the state of Mizoram. Lumlai town in southern Mizoram shines bright in the recent Swachh Sarvekshan Award, which was held at New Delhi, bagging the honour with the promising Swachh Shahar of Mizoram Award. The award handing ceremony organized by the Ministry of Housing and Urban Affairs was held in New Delhi on July 17, 2025. The Cleanliness Award was received by the State Urban Development and Poverty Alleviation Minister K. Sabdanga, along with Lumlai Municipal Council Vice Chairman K. Lalri Nawama and other officials. In Meghalaya, Babadam Primary Health Center in West Garo Hills has been awarded the prestigious National Quality Assurance Standards Certification by the Ministry of Health and Family Welfare, Government of India, marking a significant milestone in Meghalaya's journey towards quality public health care services. Developed by the National Health System Resource Center under the Quality Council of India, the NQAS framework assesses public health facilities across the country on key parameters such as patient care, infection control, cleanliness and service delivery. Babadam PHC is now the first primary health center in the entire Garo Hills region to receive this certification. Reflecting on the achievement, Sister Ria, Health Program Manager at Babadam PHC, said, "This recognition was a result of God's blessings, hard work and the unwavering dedication of the entire team." The iconic Khuman Lampak Stadium at the heart of Imphal City is all decked in its grandeur to host India's oldest football competition, the 134th edition of the Durand Cup. Khuman Lampak Main Stadium will host the Group F matches, which includes Real Kashmir FC, Indian Navy football team and the two local teams of Neroka FC and Trau FC. The cup had already begun in other cities, but the Imphal leg of the prestigious tournament will kick off on 30th July 2025 when the two local clubs lock horns for bragging rights. This is one of the major sporting events the state is hosting after the COVID epidemic and amidst the ongoing ethnic conflict. With that, we end the Northeast News Bulletin from Akashvani Shillong. Have a nice day.